You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. Sometimes I can say no to bad stuff. Sometimes I can't. Why is that? Let's get into it.
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the band who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I am pre-excited for Rocktober.
Oh.
That's the rest of us just call it September. Jed insists on referring to it as pre-Rocktober.
That's right.
We are answering a question this pre-Rocktober that came into the Ridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, sometimes I can say no to bad stuff. Sometimes I can't. Why is that? And Glenn, I think we talk about things like temptation and willpower that we're going to talk about on this show, but I really like stripping it down to that really bare bones way that our question asker did. And how do we start off with this?
Well, yeah, I think, first of all, we're the same as you. The bad stuff comes up. It could be something wrong that you're doing. It could be some wrong attitude, which is, you know, very tempting for me sometimes. So we're in that boat with you. I don't know if they ask everyone this question or just me, but when I go to McDonald's, they say, do you want fries with that? And it's kind of like they can see the look on my face, like, I really do want fries with that. So maybe they're just reading my mind. I can't tell. But, you know, you make those decisions, you know, I could have a nice chicken sandwich or I could have a double cheeseburger. And, you know, sometimes we fall to that. Sometimes we make the smart choice. But I think it's more complicated than just I'm a good person or a bad person. I'm strong or I'm weak. I think we need to dive into that deeper.
I think that's absolutely right. And, Jed, where do we take things from there?
You know, I think it's a great question. I think Glenn's given us some sharp insights. I think one of the things that's so frustrating about dealing with tempting situations is I think most of us, if we're honest, find that we are inconsistent in a way that we don't understand. Where sometimes they say, would you like to try our new triple cheeseburger? And we say, oh, no, I'd like a salad. And sometimes they say that and we say, I'd like three of them. And I don't think we know why we are like that, why sometimes we go one direction and sometimes we go another. As Glenn points out, we have a way of labeling some of that good and some of that bad. We definitely have a way of labeling some of that strong and some of that weak. But I think we owe it to ourselves to really dig in and ask, is life more complicated than that? Is temptation more complicated than just strong versus weak? And if it is, what does that imply? If there's more to it than just strong versus weak, what are those other things? How do we get smarter about them? How do we get better at them so that we can more consistently make choices that we're going to feel good about down the road?
Those are all great points. Now, among the many great points that Jed made right there is now I am just entranced by the idea of the Nano Burger, which is just the three triple cheeseburgers stacked on top of each other.
Oh, yeah. I want one of those right now.
Here's the thing. We're saying this on the radio, so if anyone comes up with that and it sells well, you owe us part of the profits. If you come up with that and it ends pretty much the way we think it's going to in greasy disaster, then we disavow all knowledge and responsibility. And we'll be back right here on The Bridge Loud. Back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
It's always Rocktober if you're a geologist.
Well done.
Yeah.
The geology radio stations are not popular. Also with us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Holding out for their DJ spot on Geode FM.
This week, Igneous.
I love Igneous Week.
We don't know how to capture it auditorially, but it does sound like a pretty cool rock band.
Totally.
We are continuing to answer the question that came into the BridgeLoud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, sometimes I can say no to bad stuff, sometimes I can't. Why is that? And Glenn, we ended that last segment, I think, with a very good and important point that we all have a temptation, speaking of temptations, when we're dealing with stuff ourselves, to just boil it down to, am I strong enough or was I too weak to deal with this thing? But often, as you pointed out, it's a lot more complicated than that, right?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, if you're saying no to something, you're using willpower and self-control, and that's good stuff, and that's great. It's also not that strong, and it runs out super fast. That's the problem with willpower and self-control. If someone's talking to you and saying, hey, you can change your life, just more willpower from nothingness and more self-control all the time, that's somebody who's screwed up a lot and still hasn't figured it out and wants to, you know, invite you to be part of that. We need to look at how do we, you know, make these changes by not immediately burning up all the willpower and self-control we have on step one.
Yeah, it's a really great point. And Jed, I think this is a place for maybe it's a useful analogy. We will turn to the hallowed ground and art of video games, because sometimes you only have so much in that willpower meter and you have to spend it judiciously, right?
There's no doubt about it. Let's imagine for a second that you're at work and you've got that one coworker that just pisses everybody off and you just can't stand the guy. And he says something really jerky towards you and you decide to be the better person and hold your tongue and just walk away. Which is great. We want to be clear. That was good and we salute you and that was right on. Also, that was like 3/4 of your willpower meter that just went bleep, 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 and now it's gone and it won't replenish for like a day and a half. So then after you walk away from your coworker, you're on your lunch break and they say, would you like to try our new Nano Burger with 9 patties plus our special sauce? You have a lot less willpower in that moment available to say, no, I'll have a salad. So, but here's the thing. If we don't acknowledge that, if we don't recognize that there's a linkage between these two events, we just have a way of looking down on ourselves and saying, I was strong about one thing and then weak about another, and I don't even know what that means. Maybe I'm somewhere between weak and strong, without recognizing, no, you had a huge victory, but then you were completely out of willpower and self-control. That's what actually happened. So the question we need to look at is, how do we get smarter and more aware about all of this?
That is a great question, and that is what we will look at when we come back right here on the Bridge Lounge.
We'll be right back.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Dude, I was there when Igneous opened for Granite at the Double Door.
Oh. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Bringing new meaning to Rock Hammer.
We're answering a question that came to the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, sometimes I can say no to bad stuff. Sometimes I can't. Why is that? And Glenn, we closed out that last segment with Jed introducing, I think, a very important aspect to this, which is being smart about things. You mentioned in the last segment the idea that you will just infinitely draw more willpower and more strength from somewhere and apply it to all situations in your life equally is just not a good strategy. So how do we go towards finding a good strategy?
Well, I think, again, I think the video game analogy holds up very well. Actually, sometimes you play those games that have sort of an in-game economy and you have so many golden coins and you don't want to buy stuff that you don't really need and spend it all in places you don't need to spend it early on and then you need it for the magic sword later on, that kind of deal. Well, it's the same thing here that we have to find a way of rationing out that willpower and that self-control as much as possible to use it wisely and efficiently. And the only way to do that is to start by being in a low-temptation environment. That means, as 12-step people would say, to look at people, places, and things, being in environments where we can safely say, okay, this is not going to immediately cause me to have to use all my willpower just to get out of the situation without going back to my old ways. And if you do that, you're able to maintain these changes you want to make a whole lot better and easier.
I think that's a really, really excellent point. And Jed, what other tips and tricks might we be able to offer someone this?
Yeah, I think Glenn's absolutely right. I think there's really two big things that help us to get smarter. The first is find and insist on those low temptation environments. If you're working on sobriety, don't hang out at a bar. That's a high temptation environment. There's no reason to do that. The second thing that's really important is to prioritize. It turns out no one can change every detail of their life at the same time. People that are good at dealing with temptation, that are effective at dealing with temptation, they have a way of taking one change at a time. And that allows us to really focus on that and tailor our environment to support making that one specific change. So the thing that we want to encourage you to do is to take some time to think this week about what's not the 19 changes you want to make in your life, but what's the one big change that you want to make in your life? What's the one that would have the big impact on your life? And then what would it look like to craft a low temptation environment to support making that change so that your willpower and self-control can go as far as possible in making that change?
That is really what a good strategy looks like, and all good strategies for dealing with temptation are going to kind of be based off that very foundation. And we will look at this a little bit more when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
So
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I do want fries with that, but maybe now I won't.
Wow. We've seen character growth in the span of this very episode. It's happening in real time. Also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Glenn, that was a good decision, and we salute you.
Man, if Jed is the dietary angel on your shoulder, we're all in trouble.
Wow. Yeah.
We're answering a question that came to theridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, sometimes I can say no to bad stuff. Sometimes I can't. Why is that? Now, we all celebrate Glenn's very good dietary choice there. But we know there's going to come a day when he wants the Nano Burger and the fries. And hopefully they're both covered in a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
So, Glenn, we've talked about some really good foundations and some tips and tricks. Where might we go to for the fuel to get this process going?
Well, obviously, in our day job, we're working with people dealing with addictions, coming out of incarceration, really extreme, high temptation environments. And we're trying to help connect them to a deeper spiritual source of strength that they get from God in order to make those changes and those transformations. They're grounded in a deeper source of strength that's coming from, you know, just beyond their own willpower. And so it's important, yes, for them to think of God as a source for strength for getting that done. No question about it. But it's also important for them to look at God as a source for wisdom, to recognize... Yeah. I don't have to meet every crazy person's expectations in my life. I don't have to wear myself out trying to make everybody happy. I don't have to try and, put pressure on myself that doesn't belong there, and I'm going to end up looking for something to relieve that pressure, and that's going to put me in a backslide position.
I think that's absolutely right. That's so true. And there's a verse in the Bible we often look to. We're talking about temptation that really has a lot of what Glenn is talking about there encapsulated. This is from a book in the second half of the Bible, the New Testament, called 1 Corinthians. This is chapter 10, starting in verse 13. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so you can endure it. There's a lot of cool stuff going on there. The two things I would really point to are that first, no temptation has happened to you that hadn't happened to somebody else and probably everybody else. So yeah. Being tempted, wanting to do the wrong thing is not an indication of your character or you being a uniquely good or bad person. It's just what happens to everybody. And to Glenn's point about the strategy, that idea of, you know, this, the Bible's describing the way God gets us out of a temptation environment. It's not, and God will give you this amazing strength so you that you can just stay there and not do a bad thing. It's he will give you a way to get out of it. So when we mess up, it's not that we didn't have the amazing strength we're supposed to have. It's we didn't find the way out that was there that we need to be looking for next time. That all boils down to wisdom and strategy. And we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
shall be your supply.